forecast, the sea could soon provide half of Essex water. The sea is being considered as a source to make up a huge water deficit in Essex, possibly providing almost half of the total water required in the county. Anglia Water says that desalination technology is being considered at Holland-on-Sea as an option amid uncertainty on reduced groundwater abstraction by 2050. Towns and villages including Halstead, Braintree, Tiptree, Colchester and Ardley face growth and abstraction licence reductions. Anglia Water anticipates that by 2050, Essex Central will have 84% less water available, with a forecast 10% increase in population. Across Essex, by 2050, there is set to be a shortage of nearly 150 million litres every single day if nothing is done. It is estimated that by 2050, the east of England will experience a public water supply shortage of around 730 million litres of water per day, equal to over a third of the predicted future need. To make up a water deficit, Anglian Water is looking to continue to build interconnectors between Essex and surrounding areas to bring water into the area, as well as reduce leakages in and out of the home, with smart meters a key part of that push. Dr. Jeff Darch, Head of Supply Strategy at Anglia Water, told the Essex Climate Action Commission, "What we have been keen to do in our planning is not rush to desalination. If we do need to go to desalination, we are not going to put a spade in the ground until at least 2030. So we have the next 4 or 5 years to really think through what does a 21st century desalination plant look like on energy and how we deal with the waste streams and so on." He added, "The big unknown is how significantly we will have to reduce groundwater abstraction by 2050. That is about trying to realise the ecological benefits of leaving more water in the environment and assuming we don't have an opportunity to re-abstract that further downstream. We are looking at that first before desalination. We are very much seeing desalination as a last option. If we end up with more significant reductions than we are anticipating, we will consider it. Any plant may also be used to produce water with a minimal amount of impurities and minerals as a pure feedstock for the production of hydrogen for industry, as well as to power the plant itself, which require large amounts of energy." He said that is likely to be drawn from direct green energy sources. Dr. Darch added, "We are looking at taking excess wind power and we are looking at co-location with things like hydrogen production, which is one of the drivers of desalination. It is very much part of our thinking. It is not a problem that has been cracked worldwide yet, but it is something we would like to strive for in the region." Meanwhile, a specific water plan for Essex has also been revealed. Essex County Council used spring to launch its own Essex Water Strategy to tackle the need for an increase in supplies by 2050. Council spokesperson said, Essex is seriously water-stressed with high demand, low rainfall and poor water quality. Climate change and population growth are expected to worsen the situation in Essex, leading to water shortages, restrictions and impacts on the environment, the spokesperson added. 30 possible solutions have been put forward under the strategy. They include providing a discount on rainwater catching water butts to homeowners and working on ways to reduce pollution entry to courses. Another idea involves developers of new schools, housing communities and public buildings integrating grey water or rainwater harvesting systems. The strategy also highlighted how water was already being conserved through the natural flood management of Eurasian beavers, introduced at Spain's Hall Estate, Finchingfield, in 2019. It has outlined the roles of several water organisations and highlighted the need to reduce demand for water, increase natural green infrastructure, and develop new sources of supply such as reservoirs. Anglian Water's efforts on sourcing almost half, 46%, the country's water deficit from the sea are also mentioned. Councillor Peter Schwer, the council's climate czar and cabinet member for environment, waste reduction and recycling, said, "Water is essential for our people, economy and environment, but it is a resource at risk if we do not make changes. This strategy sets out a clear vision and roadmap for how we can protect and enhance our precious water resources so that we can continue to enjoy the vital benefits that flow from it well into the future. We urge all our partners and residents to join us in this endeavour and help us make Essex a water-wise county."